Hare Krishna. So we welcome His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj to our satsang program. Every year we have the Prem Milan event where we have devotees and leaders from all across our satellite centers as part of our training and development. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and His Holiness Gopal Krishna, His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj are the co-zonal secretaries for Maharashtra. And every year at Pune, we have this Prem Milan event where we have TMC members from different centers who visit, and we conduct a training and development program. Due to COVID pandemic, we have the opportunity to now connect on Zoom. And we took the opportunity to invite His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, who has been leading us in the preaching programs and activities of ISKCON in Maharashtra for the last many years. As part of our satellite center's steering committee, which was formed in December, the LC members have been conducting various inspirational and training sessions once in a month, starting from January 2021. And previously, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj used to lead all of us in what we knew as the Pune Yatra, where many of the center devotees and leaders would come and assemble. And today, we have the fortune of having him here. Maharaj, I would like to invite you to this session by first of all sharing with you that we have center leaders from various centers in Maharashtra and Goa who are assembled here. All those whom you see on the Zoom screen are basically members of the temple management committees of the different centers. The way ISKCON India is structured is we have the full-fledged temples are known as ISKCON branches, and then every branch has what is known as first level, the preaching center, and the preaching center is led by a general manager and a few full-time devotees, and there is a temple management committee there. And at the next level is the extension center, which has a manager and other committee members. So I would like to invite and welcome some of these TMC members and the center leaders who are here with us. First, amongst the 17 satellite centers who are assembled in today's event, I would like to first invite the Palghar Preaching Center to get introduced to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. The preaching in Palghar started in 1996. Now it's a preaching center. Devotees like Adhokshash Prabhu and Madhavananda Prabhu, they were very helpful in searching for the land at the Govardhan Eco Village. And with the consistent leadership of Pandurang Prabhu and other five senior counselors, they are planning to have an installation of Radha Krishna deities in the near future. And they have around 100 initiated devotees and 150 16 rounders. The management committee, the temple management committee, the center management committee of Palghar Preaching Center consists of Adhokshash Prabhu, Jay Krishna Prabhu, Sanatan Chaitanya Prabhu, Sachi Jeevan Prabhu, Partha Sakha Prabhu, and Mahabhagwat Prabhu. Welcome to all the members from ISKCON Palghar. We have ISKCON Kolhapur Preaching Center, which started in 1994. The center has now 500 plus congregation devotees. The center has its own land of 24,000 square feet in the name of ISKCON. Radha Gopinath Prabhu and Muralidhar Prabhu regularly visit and guide. The number of initiated devotees are around 300, and the number of 16 rounders are around 450. The center management committee consists of His Grace Jayananda Prabhu, Keshav Vilas Prabhu, Dharmashastra Prabhu, and Shyam Bhakta Prabhu. And next year, sometime around Nityanand Trayodashi, ISKCON Kolhapur also plans to install deities, and they are looking forward to your association, Maharaj. Third is we have Goa, which has one preaching center and two extension centers, which have been recently approved. The ISKCON Goa preaching began in 1998. ISKCON Goa has actually 9 centers spread across Goa with and 1.6 acres and 8 acres, where eventually temples will come up situated in both north and south of Goa. You'll be happy to know that there are 14 brahmacharis who are maintaining the various centers and preaching in this congregation. And total of around 52 weekly programs happen across Goa. There is a congregation of more than 2,000 people connected to all of these centers, and there are 140 initiated devotees, and number of 16 rounders are 300. The center management committee consists of Shubh Vilas Prabhu, Arjun Priya Prabhu, Gopal Smaran Prabhu, Gautam Toraskar Prabhu, Mahaprabhu Kripadas, Premraj Govind Prabhu, Gokuleshwar Prabhu, Achyut Gopal Prabhu, who leads the extension center at Panjim, and Shyam Rasik Prabhu, who leads the extension center at Vasco, and Jagat Bhushan Prabhu. Wonderful Goa devotees, please continue your wonderful preaching activities. Congratulations. Then we have Baramati Preaching Center, where the preaching started in 2002. Apart from regular outreach and preaching activities, the center has a school for 73 students. They are trying to create a Varnashrama system for nearby villagers. Number of initiated devotees are around 50. Number of 16 rounders are 80. The center management committee consists of Mohan Chandra Prabhu, Shaligram Hari Prabhu, Yuvraj Hari Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Lila Prabhu, Sanjeev Deshpande Prabhu, and Nand Dulal Prabhu. Wonderful preaching activities. Please continue with the same spirit. Then we have Bhusawal Extension Center, which started in 2008, and it got a small temple in donation in 2010. Now into 2020, they purchased 15,000 square feet of land. The center has 150 strong congregation, 5 full-time brahmacharis, and all festivals and weekly programs. There are 7 initiated devotees and 70 16 rounders. The central management committee consists of Rajendra Firke Prabhu, Rajendra Patil Prabhu, Manoh Kumar Prabhu, and Rasa Yatra Prabhu. Boisar Extension Center started in 2000. Srinivas Prabhu was the leading preacher that day, and very soon a 20,000 square feet of land is expected in donation, and there are around 60 initiated devotees, and number of 16 rounders are around 80. The center management consists of Pandurang Prabhu, Ram Swarup Prabhu, Suvijay Gaur Prabhu, Bharat Chandra Prabhu, Vrindavan Ranjan Prabhu, Sri Govardhan Prabhu, and the preachers who go regularly from Govardhan Eco Village, led by Ganga Narayan Prabhu and other devotees. Chiploon Extension Center started in 2011, and Chiploon has a congregation of 70 to 80 devotees, and number initiated are 12. In Chiploon, the preaching has been headed by Vallabh Chaitanya Prabhu for quite a few years. There are 45 16 rounders, and the center management committee consists of Vallabh Chaitanya Prabhu, Prema Nityanand Prabhu, Sundar Balram Prabhu, Vishnu Gaikwad Prabhu, Padmakar Pattane Prabhu, and Sharda Patil Prabhu. So this is ISKCON at Chiploon. Then we have ISKCON at Hingoli as an extension center, where preaching began in 2003. Major festivals like Janmashtami celebrated, and they have also served several times Padyatra devotees. 6 initiated devotees, there are 12, 16 rounders, and the center management committee consists of Vithal Chandra Prabhu, Vilas Shingare Prabhu, Shankar Kote Prabhu, Sunil Dundekar Prabhu, Venkatesh Kaurwar Prabhu, and Uma Tandurkar Mataji. Then we have Jalna Extension Center. Preaching started in Jalna in 2016 and in Temburni in 2015 by Ras Govind Prabhu. So number of initiated devotees are 4, and number of 16 rounders are 40. The center management committee consists of Ras Govind Prabhu, Madan Vishnu Prabhu, Namdev Karpe Prabhu, Sunita Andhale Mataji, Mangal Mundada Prabhu, Govind Datta Prabhu, Shashikant Khalse Prabhu, Lata Khandebrad Mataji, and Changuna Kharat Mataji. Then we have Nanded Extension Center, where Dinanath Prabhu and Rup Raghunath Prabhu started in 1997. They celebrate Janmashtami and Rath Yatra festivals every year. They have almost 40 initiated devotees and 60 16 rounders. The center management committee consists of Narottam Prabhu, Seshasai Prabhu, Guru Prasad Prabhu, Priya Damodar Prabhu, Subal Gopal Prabhu, Mukesh Kavale Prabhu, and Gajanan Ravalkar Prabhu. Nearby is another extension center, which is known as Parbhani. And this also was started by Dinanath Prabhu and Sarveshwari Mataji in 1998. Under the guidance of Dinanath Prabhu, Parbhani, Nanded, Hingoli, Ahmadpur, Hadgaon devotees were introduced to Krishna consciousness. The Hadgaon village Chapati team of Mataji serving for many years at the annual Kartik Yatra. The base and the youth preaching is also going on. Number of initiated devotees are 30. Number of 16 rounders are 45. The center management committee of Parbhani ISKCON Extension Center consists of Dinanath Prabhu, Sudhir Ram Prabhu, Sridhar Smaran Prabhu, Madhu Kesho Prabhu, Mangal Kesho Prabhu, and Yugavatar Chaitanya Prabhu. Then we have the Ratnagiri Extension Center, which started in 2005-2007. Devotees come from nearby villages, and all the regular activities and festivals are conducted here. And there are 15 initiated devotees and 22 16 rounders. And we have in Ratnagiri, the center management committee consists of Vidyanidhi Gaur Prabhu, Sri Krishna Prem Prabhu, Vinayak Bharati Prabhu, Madan Gopal Prabhu, who has been preaching there regularly for the last several years, and Sri Ramachandra Prabhu, who is also running a center very nearby at Rajapur. Then we have the Sangam Nair Extension Center. This is near Nasik, and this started in 2001. Number of initiated devotees are 15. Swayam Bhagwan Prabhu started preaching there, and he has been very active for many, many years. Till recently, he has moved to Vrindavan Dham. Number of 16 rounders are 15. The center management committee consists of Achyutananda Priya Prabhu, Madhu Gopi Mataji, Vamsidhari Prabhu, Rasika Mahima Mataji, Shobha Radha Mataji, Haribhau Shinde, Pandarinath Gunjal Prabhu, and Vivek Pansare Prabhu. Then we have Aurangabad Preaching Center, where preaching has been going on right from 1996. The Aurangabad Preaching Center, led by Rohini Priya Prabhu, Jai Hanuman Prabhu, Shrikant and Yuvraj Hari Prabhu, and others. And very soon they are coming up with a beautiful temple, which is going to manifest in some time. So this is the preaching center of ISKCON Chopati, the Aurangabad ISKCON Preaching Center. And then in Aurangabad, there is another newly created ISKCON Extension Center. And that center consists of some of our devotees, where preaching started in 2016, and around center management committee consists of Ram Lakshman Prabhu, Sachisu Charan Prabhu, Subuddhi Raya Prabhu, Mukunda Krishna Prabhu, Vinod Bagadia Prabhu, and Ram Landa Prabhu. The Latur has another extension center under the guidance of Akrur Prabhu. His sister Malini Mataji started preaching in 1993. Youth preaching is going on in Medical Engineering College, 80 initiated devotees, 116 rounders. The management committee consists of Rup Raghunath Prabhu, who's from Govardhan Eco Village, who visits there regularly, Yugal Prem Prabhu, Malini Mataji, Ajay Krishna Prabhu, Anant Kirti Prabhu, Sadhanananda Prabhu, Balram Prasad Prabhu, and Gopal Mahima Prabhu. There is an outpost center where preaching is going on, and this is led by Rishikeshanand Prabhu and Krishna Gaur Prabhu. It was started by Santosh Govind Prabhu and Dina Tarini Devi Mataji, and at Payne. And the management committee consists of Santosh Govind Prabhu, Dina Tarini Mataji, Surekha Mataji, Baliram Matre Prabhu, Suresh Patil Prabhu, Rajashri Mataji, Meenakshi Patil Mataji, Snehalata Mataji, Vishal Nidalkar Prabhu, and Mangesh Baraskar Prabhu. At Kankavali Kudal also, there is an outpost, and this preaching started in 2012, and regular meeting and preaching activities are going on. And the center management there consists of Sudhir Chaitanya Prabhu, Naranarayan Prabhu, Shyam Kunda Prabhu, Vaibhav Savan Prabhu, and Neel Krishna Prabhu. So basically, this is a brief idea about some of the leading people who are actually heading the preaching activities, Maharaj, in Maharashtra, which has 36 districts and 358 talukas, and almost a population of 70 million. And on behalf of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, and your good self, all of these wonderful leaders are taking major responsibilities in spreading Srila Prabhupada's mission sincerely over the last several decades. And so we are very grateful to you for your leadership, for your inspiring example, and for sharing with us the exact mood of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to follow in leadership. And I now request you to speak with all of us for around half an hour on some of the principles which these leaders should keep in mind as they are leading their congregations. And also on YouTube Live, the congregations are also watching this as we are transmitting this lecture from you. Over to you, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Let us welcome him by loudly chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Om Ajnanchimidandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Brindabaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Deve Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadeshatharine.
It is truly a blessing upon me to have the association of all of you. It is truly a blessing upon all of us to have the association of each other. in the service of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am feeling so deeply in my heart separation from Mother India and from all of you. It's so special when we could come together for Srimad Bhagavatam classes, for yatras and holy places, and in whatever way we can be chanting, hearing, and serving in our association. Srila Prabhupada, this was one of his very special contributions to our Guru Parampara, is to create a community that consists of local families of devotees, statewide families of devotees, nationwide families, and international family. It's based on this simple principle of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was his desire that in every town and every village throughout the world, the holy names of Krishna will be chanted. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was glorified by Srila Rupa Goswami as the most munificent, the most merciful of all incarnations. The Srimad Bhagavatam tells us that there are innumerable incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Among these incarnations, the very prominent ones are discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, including Matsyavatar, Kurma Avatar, Varaha Avatar, Parasuram Avatar, Vamana Avatar, Lord Sri Ramchandra, Balaramji, and Krishna. The 10th canto describes the most beautiful, intimate, loving pastimes of Lord Krishna. Where the Srimad Bhagavatam concludes, the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita begins. The culmination of Srimad Bhagavatam is the love of Sri Radhas for Krishna. Krishna, who is Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, the source of all incarnations, who is Purna Avatar, who is the Lord who exclusively exhibits all of his opulences in full. That Krishna shows himself to be conquered by the love of the Brijabasis. And among the Brijabasis, Krishna left the most devoted gopis to be with Sri Radharani during the most intimate pastime of the Rasa Leela. And in doing so, showed the supreme glory of Sri Radha. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita begins, Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam, that Krishna wants to taste the sweetness of Sri Radha's love. And therefore, Krishna comes with the heart of devotion and the beautiful golden complexion of Srimati Radharani. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. That Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna in one form. The one supreme absolute truth, Advaita, is separated eternally for the purpose of rasa, or intimate loving exchange. It is that intimate loving exchange between Sri Sri Radharani and Sri Krishna that is the supreme highest truth. It is the ultimate reality. And Krishna not only wanted to taste the sweetness of Radha's love, and in doing so, extol the path of Prema Bhakti. There are many forms of yoga, there are many forms of religion. But Prema Pumartha Mahan, the ultimate goal of all religion, of all yoga, of life itself, is prema, personal relationship with Krishna being awakened through love. Anandamayo Vyashat. It is that love for Krishna that everyone needs, that everyone longs for. But unfortunately, in this material existence, due to the distractions of the energy of Maya, people are looking for that love in so many temporary experiences of physical pleasure, sense gratification, fame, power, popularity, wealth, even family. But the perfection of that family, the perfection of all of our desires for satisfaction is exclusively found in the awakening of our love for Krishna. Sri Radharani is the very source of all bhakti. She is the reservoir of all love. And all love for God, all love itself, either direct or indirect, is emanating from the heart of Sri Radha. Krishna wanted to taste her love and appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the Gambira for 12 years, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu practically exclusively spent his time tasting the sweetness of Sri Radha's love, especially in separation from Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami in their beautiful prayers, they are enlightening us why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Parama Karuna, Pava Avatara, the essence of all incarnations and supremely merciful. Because Krishna, in the form of Mahaprabhu, is sharing Sri Radharani's love with all of us. In fact, it is described by Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur and Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat that when Lord Chaitanya came, he brought many of his eternal associates from various avatars. Narayan, Lord Ram, and as Lord Chaitanya, he gave them all the sweet nectar of the taste of the pastimes of Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are none different than Sri Sri Radha Govinda's pastimes in Vrindavan. But there's something more. This odarya, this magnanimity. Lord Chaitanya and is giving the opportunity for us to experience directly and enter into the eternal pastimes of Sri Vrindavan Dham. To appreciate and be humbled with gratitude, the gift we've been given, it is important to understand our movement in this context. When Srila Prabhupada was given the instruction by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to take the message of Lord Chaitanya throughout the world, it was something that was inconceivable. And by all earthly considerations, something that was impossible because it was never done before. Lord Chaitanya, he traveled throughout South India. He sent his Goswamis to Vrindavan. But going all over the world, the prophecy of Lord Chaitanya. And when Srila Prabhupada was on the Jaladuta, after having his heart attacks, he wrote in his diary how much he missed in separation his home in Vrindavan and Sri Radha Govinda, Sri Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radha Gopinath and Radha Damodar. And here he was. He describes like a little matchbook, the Jaladuta was floating in the ocean. Stormy weather. He didn't know if anyone would even be there for him. But he said, I'm very happy because it is Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's desire that this Prema Bhakti through Harinam Sankirtan is spread throughout the world. And it is the order of my Guru Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada traveled around the world about 12 times. He translated Srimad Bhagavatam Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Sri Upanishad and so many other great literatures. And he pushed and pushed and pushed for devotees who couldn't understand why for these literatures to be published. When Srila Prabhupada first came to New York, he pushed them to start a Back to Godhead, where they just had to have these hand little machines where they cranked them and put ink on little rubber letters that they would set for each line and then crank it on pieces of paper, one page at a time, and then staple it together. And they couldn't really understand. There was only a few devotees even. and gradually his books were being published. And devotees could not understand how these books could be possibly distributed in volume, in large quantities. But Srila Prabhupada empowered them to do what they couldn't even understand they were doing themselves. When Prabhupada started, there was nothing. And then gradually, after almost a year of hard work and sacrifice, and apparent failures, there was this tiny little storefront in a little ghetto area of the Lower East Side of New York. And Prabhupada wanted temples all over the world, Prabhupada had visions of temples, beautiful temples, and devotees couldn't understand. When he sent them out to preach, their idea was in San Francisco and Santa Fe, what they would do is they would just get little tiny storefronts. And that's how our first temples began. People were going out, and that was their context of a temple. They get little storefronts about the same size as 26 Second Avenue and preach the same way. They couldn't even imagine what Srila Prabhupada's vision would be. And Srila Prabhupada came back to India. And when he came back with a group of devotees, about 40 devotees from all over the world, he returned to Vrindavan. And by Srila Prabhupada and Sri Sri Radha Gopinath's causeless mercy, I had the fortune of being in Vrindavan when Srila Prabhupada returned. Srila Prabhupada was in ecstasy to give the devotees the experience of being in Vrindavan. And the devotees had to see Vrindavan through Prabhupada's eyes, because in those days there was practically no pollution. There was practically no tourists. Vrindavan was mostly forests and pastures. But still, to see this as the eternal spiritual realm of Sri Sri Radha Krishna manifested on earth could only be understood by faith in Prabhupada. But why not? So many miracles, so many impossible situations were being seen by the eyes of the devotees simply because they had faith in the vision of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada spent more time in India after he started our movement than anywhere else in the world. He made his international headquarters in Mayapur. He said it was his place of worship. He built the most, he planned to build a temple of a Vedic planetarium. And Srila Prabhupada was speaking about this in the early 70s when Mayapur, they didn't even have a building. There was just a little straw hut in paddy fields. And Srila Prabhupada's talking about building this planetarium which would attract people from all over the world. And devotees were thinking, how is this possible? But faith in the inconceivable mercy of Sri Radha Gopinath's mercy upon their devotee. And now we see the temple of planetarium in Mayapur is practically finished. Within a couple years, the deities will be installed of Sri Sri Radha Madhava and Panchatattva. And there are thousands and thousands of full-time devotees from all over the planet who are living in Mayapur, and millions of people coming every year. When he came to Vrindavan, and I happened to be there at the time, somebody offered him a donation of a little piece of land there. And there were so many complications and challenges of getting that land. But somehow or other it happened. And the devotees were saying, Srila Prabhupada, this land is so far from Vrindavan. Because at that time, Raman Reti, you know, there were no cars in Vrindavan. You had to walk practically, sometimes some little bicycle rickshaws. Who's going to come all the way to Raman Reti? But Prabhupada, he built the Krishna Balaram temple, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundara Gaurinitai. And truly following in the footprints of the six Goswamis. One of the missions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami and to Sanatan Goswami was to discover the places of Krishna's pastimes, to excavate them, to build temples and manifest deity worship, so that Vrindavan, which was now known through the scriptures and worshipped in the hearts of devotees, but the place of Vrindavan, although everyone knew where it was, of the community of Vaishnavas, hardly anyone went there. The six Goswamis were to establish Vrindavan as a holy place of pilgrimage. And they took the essence of all literatures by writing books, by revealing the glories of Vrindavan. And personally taught by their example how to live in Vrindavan. By Srila Prabhupada's grace, by establishing Krishna Balaram Temple the way he did, people from all over India and all over the world are coming to Vrindavan to fulfill the seed of Lord Chaitanya, and how and the six Goswamis watered that seed, and now we see the fruits blossoming on the tree of that, of Lord Chaitanya's desire. And Srila Prabhupada came to Maharashtra in Mumbai. There was a little field close to the place where Srila Prabhupada begged for his ticket to go to the West. Just a few minutes walk from Sumati Murarji's house. There was some apartments and some rat and mosquito infested fields with snakes. And Prabhupada wanted to have a temple there. The devotees, they had their Cross Maidan festival in downtown Mumbai. By Krishna's grace, I got to be there. That's where I first met Srila Prabhupada. Who would have known that I first met Srila Prabhupada in Mumbai, in Maharashtra, in India, and that would be my life's mission to come back and help assist Srila Prabhupada's mission in Mumbai and in Maharashtra. The devotees considered it impossible. They considered it even a mistake, because Juhu was so far from the city of Mumbai. Who will ever go there? His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj has just released his book describing the historical challenges and the unprecedented devotional compassion of Srila Prabhupada in developing that temple. And of all states in the world, of all cities, Mumbai, of all states, Maharashtra, Srila Prabhupada spent more time there than anywhere else after establishing ISKCON. How important. And somehow or other, by the inconceivable arrangement of the Lord, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath was established just a few minutes away from Cross Maidan, where Prabhupada established ISKCON in India. And from Radha Gopinath Temple, many extensions have been manifesting throughout the great state of Maharashtra. I'm sharing these historical thoughts with you just to help all of you appreciate how intimate the good fortune is and how important our service to spread Krishna consciousness in Maharashtra and Goa. Goa is like an international center practically. The state of Goa is like an international community. What to speak of the local people of the state of Goa. Such an important place, Maharashtra and Goa. If I didn't have so many duties and responsibilities and callings to be in other places, I could just spend the rest of my life for many, many lifetimes ahead just in Maharashtra and Goa. But somehow or other, I'm called to so many distant foreign lands. How did Lord Chaitanya teach us to preach? Srila Prabhupada, he made it very simple. He said, receive what I've given you sincerely and share it with others. It begins by being empowered. This is the responsibility of each and every one of us to be infused with the mercy of our gurus in Krishna. And that comes by following their instructions. Our sadhana, by taking shelter of Krishna, who in Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar, Krishna has incarnated in his holy names. In fact, Krishna's holy names are non-different than Krishna and are the most accessible way that Krishna shows his mercy in his names. By taking shelter of the names in kirtan, in japa, in bhajan, by taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada's books and the Vaishnava literatures, especially Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Bhakti Ratna, Nectar of Devotion. By receiving this gift, by absorbing ourselves in hearing and chanting. And Srila Prabhupada, on the inspiration of Mahaprabhu and the six Goswamis, established deities, whether they're small deities in preaching centers or Radha Krishna deities in full temples. Either way, we gather together within our family at home and within our temples and centers as a community with Krishna in the center. If you water the root of the tree, then every part of the tree is satisfied. And this principle needs to be applied to community also. Because if there's anything that advanced devotees have no attraction for, it's when people try to prove themselves better than others. When we understand the greatness of Krishna, then we want to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Vaishnavas. That is greatness. If we want to please our gurus and Krishna and Sri Radharani, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself wanted to be the servant of the servant of the servant. You see, when we put Krishna in the center of our community, then Krishna's mercy spreads throughout our community. And Krishna's mercy can spread throughout the world. Watering the root. We are all little leaves. We may be thirsty. We may be thirsty for enjoyment. We may be thirsty for popularity. We may be thirsty for adoration, whatever it may be. But our true satisfaction is when we put the water of our priority service in pleasing Krishna, in helping everyone appreciate Krishna's greatness and Krishna's beauty and Krishna's knowledge, then we're actually watering the tree, the root. And that is all important. We have seen that the stronger and more united our communities are, the greater our movement can spread to the general public in a deep and substantial ways. Distributing books is an essential divine element of preaching. At the same time, without communities, even if people read the books, without the association of devotees, few people really can understand in depth what they're teaching or sustainably follow them. Community and book distribution are integral to each other and so important. So in Maharashtra, in Goa, in all of your centers, in all of your lives, this is a priority. To create united, loving communities of Vaishnavas. And because we're giving something so beautiful and so great, Prema Bhakti, Sri Vrindavan's mercy to the world, Maya is going to give every reason for quarrel and hypocrisy. In fact, Srila Prabhupada said, the only thing that could stop our movement from expanding is devotees fighting among themselves. And if we really understand the value and of this amanina manadena, and work out our differences with respect and with dignity, then our movement can expand in such a wonderful way. And how Sri Radha Gopinath will be smiling upon all of us. Tukaram, he traveled all around Maharashtra. And his preaching was so much appreciated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our acharyas. Tukaram, he preached to the simple village people. He preached to the scholars. He preached to the king, Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj. Because he saw everyone as part and parcel of Krishna. He saw everyone had a right to Krishna consciousness. And how beautiful. That he preached through the chanting of Krishna's holy names. He preached the philosophy of bhakti, that God is ultimately beyond impersonal, that the absolute truth is personal, that the absolute truth is all beautiful and all merciful. And by chanting the holy names of the Lord and rendering loving service to the Lord, this love is awakened. And how he wanted to share this message with all the people of Maharashtra. In a similar way, Lord Chaitanya, he sent Lord Nityananda Prabhu to Bengal to preach, the great state of Bengal. And Nityananda Prabhu, he went along with his associates, he went house to house, shop to shop, village to village, city to city. There's a beautiful story. He went to Adi Saptagram. That was the most unlikely place to spread Krishna consciousness, because that was a place that was predominantly inhabited by merchants of gold, very wealthy people who were very proud, and either they were atheistic or they were just worshiping the demigods for totally materialistic purposes. And sadhus and babajis and swamis, they practically, you know, they wouldn't even go near Adi Saptagram. But Lord Chaitanya sent one of his own associates, Udharan Thakur, to live there. That was his native place. And Nityananda Prabhu went, and he went house to house. And within time, he was having kirtans in the entire Adi Saptagram. Everyone was chanting and dancing in ecstasy. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells how Nityananda Prabhu established the Namhata, the marketplace for the holy name, in Godram Dweep, Sorabhi Kund was a headquarters for Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Nityananda Prabhu, he organized the preaching. And in his inspiration, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he took this principle of the organized preaching of Nityananda Prabhu and established the Gaudiya Math. And from there, Srila Prabhupada, he established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Goa and Maharashtra are the places. Prabhu Dattadesh, that have been given to each and every one of you as brahmacharis, as families. Places where you could cultivate Krishna consciousness in a very, very deep, absorbing way personally, within your families, and as communities, to help to spread to all the people. In Krishna consciousness, in giving, we do receive. Srila Prabhupada would tell us, work now, samadhi later. That means, like Vasudev Datta, Vasudev Datta's compassion for the fallen souls made Lord Chaitanya cry. Because of Vasudev Datta's compassion to deliver the fallen souls, Lord Chaitanya would say regularly, I belong to Vasudev Datta. I am Vasudev Datta's man. I am the property of Vasudev Datta. Anywhere he wants to sell me, I am sold. In this example, Lord Chaitanya taught us how dear it is for us to preach, to share the gift of Krishna consciousness with others. Let us focus on that gift that we have received and let us share it with others. I am so very grateful to all of you. Krishna consciousness is expanding in a wonderful way by your efforts in Maharashtra and Goa. Still, the challenge of how much more service we can do is practically unfathomable and impossible. But if we have faith and we please our gurus and Krishna and are empowered, you will see miracles. Miracles coming through each and every one of you. And those miracles will humble us. Bhakti is very simple. To take shelter of Krishna and to give Krishna shelter to each other and to the world. I thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for sharing such an amazing history about how the Krishna consciousness movement spread from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how Srila Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada spread it, and especially remembering the wonderful event you had at Cross Maidan and how that was the beginning of your connection with Krishna consciousness. 25th March 1971 is the day when the Cross Maidan festival began, and we had His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, both of them connected with Srila Prabhupada at the Cross Maidan festival. Tomorrow is 25th March, and today's Prem Milan program is dedicated in memory of the Cross Maidan program. So this is like a festival to remember that original festival in 1971. And I think our team has some videos or pictures which they want to share to commemorate that event. So now I request the multimedia team to share some of those.
Fine.
Yes, Maharaj. You want to share something of those memories?
I want to see the photos now. I'm
Are you going to share something, or you know?
Yes, Maharaj. We are going to yes, Prabhuji. We are going to show.
Please show.
Give us 2 minutes, Maharaj.
2 minutes. Anyway, I think when Maharaj, you were speaking about your, you know, especially about the community, I was really remembering how in the Chaupati temple you began by, you know, getting all the devotees together and inspiring them in hearing Krishna Katha, especially from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and some of the festival lectures going over 5 to 6 hours. And I think most of the lessons in Krishna consciousness, if I remember, we have learned by hearing from those characters, their aspirations, their desires. And I think that, that was really wonderful to hear from you. So yeah, so we have this present.
And that will help us to become implicated in sinful activities. The people are becoming implicated in sinful activities only for this kama lobha. He is never satisfied and his greediness increases and we create sinful life. So that things are not possible at the present moment in the Kali Yuga. But little tapasya required. Without tapasya, you cannot be purified. That little tapasya we have prescribed, that rise early in the morning at 3:30, but there is yodhana tapakriya. Not ajyam, karjam evatat, it must be done. So if you do not do that, karjam evatat, it must be done. That seva begins from Dana. That is humiliation of birth. Yajna, dana, and tapasya. Krishna says, these things are not to be given up. That is human civilization. Yajna, dana, tapakriya. Na tajyam, karjam evatat, it must be done. So if you do not do that,
of 1971.
I believe you all know the story of how Srila Prabhupada gave his inconceivable mercy upon me. I had just come down from the Himalayas where I lived as a sadhu for some time. And I was in Mumbai especially to take a meditation course from the Buddhist tradition. And I was sitting and meditating for about 12 hours a day and fasting. And then I decided when the course was over, I was just going to take a walk. I had bare feet. And I believe the course was in Buleshwar area. In a little warehouse. It was not in a temple, it was in a little warehouse. And I remember there was huge rats all over the place where we were staying. sleeping on the floors and outside. And I took a walk and I saw this big sign saying Hare Krishna. And it was advertising a festival. So I went to the place, which was very close by, and it was Cross Maidan. And the first thing I saw when I came in was a bookstall. And I saw the Krishna book, and somehow the picture of Krishna, it was a similar picture that I was carrying around in the Himalayas for so many months, but I didn't know who he was. And then I discovered this was Krishna, and I started reading the Krishna book. And as I was reading in this beautiful park, there was practically no one there. It was just an open field under a big tent, a pandal. And there were devotees doing some seva. Yamuna Devi, she was, as I was reading Krishna book, sitting in the grass, she was singing on the stage all alone for hours. And then I was asked if I wanted to do service, and I said, yes. So they brought me to a brahmachari named Giriraj Prabhu, who is now Giriraj Swami Maharaj. And he had a back to Godhead table. He was selling back to Godheads, and he wanted me to make little holes in the corner of back to Godheads and tie them with string to the table so people wouldn't steal them. So I was helping him with back to Godhead, and there was nobody coming. And then gradually, after some hours, people started entering into the pandal. And by evening time, there was about 20,000 people gathered in the park. And devotees were singing. Madhavisa Swami, I remember, was leading the kirtan on the stage, chanting and dancing. And then Giriraj Swami Maharaj said, why don't you go and hear Guru Maharaj speak? So I went way, way in the back of the crowd. And I just sat there. And then Srila Prabhupada he entered the stage. And I could hardly see him because I was so far away. There was tens and thousands of people between myself and Prabhupada. But I was so eager, and I wanted to be closer, but I felt too shy to try to go any closer because I'd have to walk over people. And I remember Prabhupada sat on his Vyasasan and the chanting was happening, and Gurudas Prabhu was taking photographs with a camera, and Srila Prabhupada called him over. Everyone could see it. And then Guru, after speaking something to Gurudas Prabhu, Gurudas Prabhu came out into the crowd and walked through it and came up to me. And I was shocked. I didn't know what was happening. And he took me by the hand and said, come, Prabhupada wants you to sit on the stage with him. I asked, how does he know me? And he didn't answer me. He just pulled me. I did not resist because I was very much accustomed to cooperating with destiny and seeing how it would reveal my future. So he brought me on the stage, and Srila Prabhupada offered his blessings in the form of folded hands and then asked me to sit close to him. And I did. And I felt so out of place because everybody had shaved heads and everyone was so clean clothes and everyone was dancing and smiling, and I had long matted hair and my clothes looked very brownish white because I just would wash them in muddy rivers and ponds. And I wanted to leave. I wanted to just get up and leave because, you know, I was very happy being in seclusion, and now there was tens and thousands of people looking at the stage, and I was different from everyone else who was there. And I felt so out of place. And then Srila Prabhupada looked at me and just smiled. And then I felt, yes, this is where I should be. And as he was leaving from the stage a couple hours later, he allowed me to take dust from his lotus feet and put it on my head. And as he was leaving, he said, you come every morning, evening I'm speaking, and you come and you sit on the stage with us. And I did that. And that that film, that cinema that you just saw with me sitting there, that is the reason why I'm there. It's because Srila Prabhupada personally invited me to be there. And you saw how I didn't look like I fit in very well. But Srila Prabhupada's mercy and his patience. In my life, I still really don't know where I fit in, but I just feel that wherever I can serve Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas, and wherever I can share their message with others, that's where I fit in. A devotee really doesn't fit in anywhere in this material world. wherever we could best serve, that's where we fit in. And somehow or other, Srila Prabhupada, you know, he called me there in Mumbai. And who would have ever known at that time? Because I didn't even accept him as my guru at that time. I appreciated and I loved him as a great saint, but I didn't accept him as my guru, and I didn't accept the path of bhakti. I was still a seeker and a searcher. And I went back to the Himalayas after the cross Maidan. But actually, this is another interesting thing for today's program. After Srila Prabhupada's meeting Prabhupada in Mumbai, Maharashtra, the next place I went was Goa. With all the mercy I received from Prabhupada, I went to Goa. And I was on Juna, is it on Juna Beach? And near Kalangut Beach, I was sleeping in the sand there. At that time, it was a complete isolation. There were no hotels and buildings, just a few little fishermen were living inland. And I was sleeping in the sand, and I remember I had a most beautiful vision that I was going to find my path. And I was going to find my way to God. And that happened in Goa. I met Prabhupada in Maharashtra, and I had that vision in Goa. And then I went back to the Himalayas, and ultimately I came to Vrindavan, and by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, I accepted the path of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Radha Govinda Dev. But who would have known at that time, when I was just a lost seeker, when I was sitting on that little stage with Prabhupada, that eventually I would come back as a sannyasi and make my life service to help people become Krishna consciousness in Bombay and Maharashtra. And when I met Prabhupada at Cross Maidan, I wasn't even a devotee. And among the devotees there, you know, people were preaching to me. I was the junior most of anyone. I was below even the junior most because I hadn't even joined. And who would ever imagined at that time? I couldn't. That some years later, I would be a leader. I would be trying to serve as a leader of Prabhupada's mission in Krishna consciousness in that very place. It's Srila Prabhupada's miracle. When Sri Sri Radha Gopinath were installed in Chopati, Mumbai, we had no idea it would ever spread the way it was. We were just a tiny little community, and the temple was a dilapidated place that we were sharing with three high schools, a pharmaceutical clinic, a stocking factory, all sharing the same little building. How would we have ever known that you know, from this little seed, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath would expand their mercy throughout the state of Maharashtra. Such a miracle. And somehow or other, each and every one of you are part of that miracle. It's very intimate. It's very sweet. It's very humbling. And the more we can recognize that, the more we will be empowered to be integrally participating in Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's pastimes.
Thank
Thank you. Tomorrow, 1971, and now it's 2021.
Yes.
So how many years is that?
So it's the 50th year.
So tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of my first meeting with Srila Prabhupada. If it wasn't for this event, I would have never even known it. The day would have come and gone like any other day, and I wouldn't have recognized it. So I owe this mercy to all of you, and just see how Krishna is he's incarnating his mercy through Zoom to give us a chance to be together.
Yes, Maharaj. We are grateful to Shyam Sundar Prabhu and all the devotees who helped organize that Cross Maidan program, so that now we have the association of all of you wonderful devotees. So on behalf of...
When is Madhavendra Puri's disappearance day?
It's 26th.
The next day.
Yes. So... thank you very much, Maharaj, for sharing your wonderful realizations and experiences. I'm sure that all the devotees have really drunk the nectar to their heart's content. And thanks to Zoom, we have a very accessible platform by which we can connect in satsang with each other across time and space. And we continue to take that benefit. And on behalf of all the devotees who have joined this evening, we wish to offer our prayers for your health and safety in the midst of all of this pandemic. And we pray that you continue your wonderful services, Maharaj, with the protection of prayers of all the Vaishnavas. And we are all praying that very soon we come in each other's association, and we will be very happy to have each other's satsang in the near future, beyond Zoom, but in person. Let us express our gratitude to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj by very loudly chanting. You can unmute everybody. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Thank you very much.